You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Oh, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for another episode of Bad Friends. I'm your co-host, Stevie Weeby.
No. You have the red hair.
Oh, I'm your co-host, Andrew Santino.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. We have a lot of things to discuss today.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
What are
me.
We talking about?
All kinds of different things.
Yeah.
Warzone.
Yeah. What else?
The series Kingdom on Netflix.
Yes, we're going to talk about that in detail.
We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff because I haven't, seen you.
Have you watched the show before?
What show?
The Bad Friends show?
Yeah. Well, glimpses of it.
You've never seen a full
No, I have. Glimpses. I have.
You're a fucking liar.
What do you mean? I've seen like 48 minutes.
What I mean is I know you, dude.
You don't know
what the fuck this is.
It's great banter.
It's great banter. What else?
There's chemistry between you and Santino.
All right, I love you. And
I love you too.
Pandemic,
I know. I showed up on time. I was prompt.
Okay, what are you saying about me?
I didn't say anything about you. I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight you.
That's passive aggressive. Just tell me what. You showed up on time. What is that saying about me?
That you didn't show up on time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Why?
Well, according to George, you forgot your keys.
No, I can't find my keys.
Well, the thing about you, because I'm your brother and I've known you my whole life, you, as far as organization and stuff, you just misplace things all the time.
Yeah.
Correct.
And
shut
you,
up.
Correct. The thing about him is his mind's on 100 different things all at once.
That's what smart people do, right?
Not all of them.
Oh.
But
okay. but
you are smart. You're creative and brilliant in your own way.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No.
That feels good.
It's just the opposite. You don't have 100 things on your mind. Bob, you have so little things on your mind, you just misplace stuff because you're not paying attention to anything. Mm-hmm. You're not over consumed with stuff. You focus on one thing at a time, so the other things just go by the wayside. You lose your keys because you don't think about keys or care, or people that are overly organized think about too many things at once, and they panic. You think about Warzone, boom, at one time, and that's it. Then you think about going to get cigarettes, boom. You don't organize your brain that way.
I like the 100 things better. They have many things in my mind. I think that's more true to than what you're saying, because you think that when I'm playing Warzone, the only thing I'm thinking about is Warzone.
Yeah.
There's so okay.
You've gotten damn good. He's gotten damn good at Warzone. I'm so
what about
proud.
You?
I'm so proud.
Dude,
when you
make
those
cry.
Plays, dude.
Oh, he makes me
woo!
Cry. I know
this guy.
He made me cry. Remember the other night?
I got a collateral.
No, not that night.
I got a collateral.
I know you got a collateral. But remember when I took my I came in right from the gulag.
Yeah.
I only had a handgun.
Oh, that was money.
Yeah. And I landed.
So he comes back from the gulag.
Yeah.
And he just jumps on a dude. This dude had his loadout. So like just to reference what a loadout, it's the best weapons that he got. I mean, he was battling a guy with his top weapons. My brother had a little squirt pistol.
Handgun.
Yeah, a little squirt pistol.
Yeah.
And my brother just got on him, elbowed him, boom, boom, and shot him all in the face.
Yeah, and then you started crying.
Yeah, I was so proud.
I know, but why did you start crying?
I didn't cry. It was one of those moments. You know what it reminded me of? When I was younger, I used to watch his wrestling matches. It was in the Poway High Gym.
Yeah.
And he had an opponent from Monta Vista.
Yeah.
And this guy he wrestled was a Samoan just stud.
Yeah, but he's little.
No, he was buff.
Yeah, but I'm a little. He has to be in my weight class.
And so I remember they went out of bounds, and when they went back in the middle, this Samoan guy did a Bruce Lee, like, it was like the last scene in Karate Kid where, versus Daniel versus Johnny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my brother blew him a kiss, went, and just...
And then what
he
I do?
He blew him a kiss.
Yeah.
Got in on a double leg, picked the guy up, and slammed him and beat him. And I was I was a kid watching on, like, I was on the side of the mat, just my eyes were watering, like, oh, dude, that was my brother.
What weight class were you in, Bob?
I was like 105.
105. I have a similar story for him. You know what made
beat the guy.
You know what made me proud? This is simple.
Don't talk about state.
No, it's state.
Okay.
It's state.
Please don't talk about
state. So my brother's ranked like number two in the in the state, right? Number two in the state.
At what?
In wrestling.
No.
Yes. Ranked number CIF champ everything.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, so, you know, the state championship is in Stockton, California. From San Diego, that's a 10-hour drive, right?
Forever.
I take the minivan, my dad's minivan. I drive all the way up there, right? And I remember one match. My God, he wrestled a guy that he beat probably 20 times, you know, in the past. Just completely destroyed.
Right.
And my brother got so nervous that this guy that my brother beat 20 times picked my brother up, slammed my brother in his head. My brother laid there on the mat, blood all over his face. And my brother's crying with snot bubbles and blood in his face, right? And he loses, and he gets kicked out of state. And then I got back in the minivan and I drove home.
That's it. Thanks for having me.
No. Put your thing back down. Did that not happen?
I was hoping you would bring up my CIF win.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did win. Because I did win county three years in a row. Andrew, I won county. I won San Diego section. Yeah, 3 years. Yeah.
He was amazing.
So I was hoping you'd bring that story up.
Oh, I didn't know which one you wanted to say.
But thanks for bringing up the reason why I started drugs and alcohol.
Steve, how come you didn't wrestle in college?
Because I was so depressed and distraught after the state tournament. I was in such a deep depression because of failure and remorse that...
Because of the story that Bobby just told?
Yeah, because of the story that my brother just said on this huge platform.
Yeah.
That, you know, I was getting letters from colleges, Andrew. You know, Cornell hollered at... I mean, I remember getting a letter...
Cornell?
Cornell was sent a letter like my sophomore year.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And I was done. I was...
So what happened? My brother was a Christian... My brother was like, you know, do you ever see the movie Seven?
Yes.
Yeah. He was Kevin Spacey's character. Okay? He would clip out, right? He would take a Bible, clip out verses, and then paste it on the walls.
No, I didn't clip them from the Bible itself. I would write passages from the Bible on poster boards. There's a difference.
All right. There's a difference.
I think that's creepier.
But, and so you walked in his room, it was like just... this neon fucking cross on the wall, you know what I mean? A single bed. I mean, just creepy shit, right?
Yeah.
And my brother would like, you know, come on, Bob, pray with me all the time.
Oh, dude, I was warped. What are you laughing at, Andrew?
Yeah, he goes,
I was warped.
Warped. Pray with me, dude. Let's talk about it.
I was warped until that night. I almost got possessed by like 15 spirits.
Yeah, he got possessed by 15 spirits. Yeah.
Wait a minute, time out. Hold on. When you say you were warped from religion, what did that have to do with you not end up going to college to wrestle?
Because I'll tell you what happened, okay?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Here he is, straight-A student, but born-again Christian, right? Never done anything wrong in his life. The day after he got back from state, he
blunts.
Became a... One time.
Blunts.
He became 40s a fucking and blunts. Drug addict.
40s and blunts. Just, I wanted to just... cash out. Yeah, I wanted to exit. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when did you...
Oh, wait.
That
keep
when
in mind that the kid... Remember Michael Calamara, the kid from Rosemead that beat me?
Oh, yeah.
I ended up going to Arizona State. This kid ended up wrestling at Arizona State. He was their main 118-pounder.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like my past followed me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what were the odds of that?
Did you ever party with that guy or hang out
no,
with him at all?
No, I saw him at a chicken wing place once, and I was playing a game, and I was nervous because he walked by me, and I was playing some game, and I was doing really bad, and I felt like I was failing at that too, and I was sweating. I was just waiting for my chicken wings. And just being there, like staring at me, like just like
kind of like
I beat you back then, and you're horrible at this video game as well.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And also, look at where you are in life. He's probably looking at you.
I don't care. I like my life. I love it. I have my own platform. I do my music.
Then, oh, is that
what do you mean? Then?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're killing it now.
I was at the dorm. I was at the dorms, just with the homies, just skateboarding around campus. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, will you tell me one of the prayers that you made Bobby say with you when you were little boys?
I just remember one of the songs.
Yeah, sing the song.
Let's hear it.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with power, with wisdom, love. Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah.
But
we drink the blood of little men. Our God is an awesome God. Yeah. We kill people and we keep their secrets. Our God is an awesome God. Steve, did you ever did Arizona State? Because you know we're both ASU.
I know
talk about
that blew my mind when I found that out. That blew my mind when finding out you and Brody went there.
So it shouldn't. It shouldn't. But Steve, did you ever try to walk on? Because they had.
Well, there's one instance where. I met their 105 pounder. I mean, the lowest weight there is 118, 125, but there's this little phenom. He was their freestyle world team member or Sunkist Kids member that wrestled with the main team. I don't know how I met him, but I mentioned in passing, like, I used to wrestle at blah, blah, blah. And he goes, right. Well, I need a workout partner. So I didn't have shoes or nothing. I mean, I met him at the – You know, I mean, I'm out of shape. I'm smoking Newports. I just showed up, and dude, I haven't wrestled in years, but I ended up taking the guy down quite a few times. I still was taking the guy down.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the guys, one of the Olympians, Tim Vanney, was there watching.
Yeah.
And then that was like the last kind
of. Did Tim Vanney go, "Wow, good skills, kid," or what?
He didn't say anything. He was just kind of. It was kind of like, remember how like. You and Byron Scott would have like a wrestle off, and just Toretto was there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like that. It was like a secret.
Guy, that kid, Byron Campbell.
Oh, stud.
His fucking forearm.
Stud.
One time he had his forearms on my face like this, right?
Leg riding. And I could stud.
Hear
crunches.
Crunches.
He was a
my
Gumby.
My cheeks were crunching, bro. His fork that like that. Yeah. Oh my god. You I was know, like, I'm done wrestling.
People don't realize my brother was. Set to be a varsity 105, like he was going to wrestle varsity his senior year.
What happened?
Bob.
Brandstetter asked you, you're about 125 pounds, and he's like, we need a 105 pounder.
Yeah.
And you're like, nope, I'm going to rehab.
Yeah.
Or I'm focused. he goes, no, I'm going to focus on my sobriety.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy how you remember people's names? What was the name of the kid with the big forearms? You said it again.
Byron Campbell. He ended up wrestling for Palomar.
Very
and
talented
then,
kid.
And then he's like coaching now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's always first and last name that etched into
your
brain.
Yeah, we know. Like, Tony Matusi.
Tony Matusi, bro.
Do you remember? What did he say?
Tony Matusi, bro. His fate, I mean, he looked
was
the 90.
He was like this little Italian stallion.
Yeah, yeah. He had
Rocky Balboa. He was one of those people, like, he had like ball hairs. When he was like in sixth grade, I mean,
yeah,
he
had ball
like,
hairs. But he also like had a disease or something because he had a full blown mustache,
like a man's
and
face,
and a receding hairline, right?
Right.
He was
40.
Super buff, and he was like,
dude,
he looked like he was 40.
He was a Rocky Balboa Italian stallion.
Yeah, he was fucking so strong.
And
dude.
I remember
that was just a 40-year-old.
Yeah. So he was my weight. He was 98 pounds his senior year, and it was one of those things when. In the eighth or ninth grade, they go, Lee, we need you to show up at the workout room at this time.
You took him down, remember?
Yeah, and I just remember.
You took him down.
They were trying to, hazing me because I was the next kid up.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, Tony, wrestle Steve. And I remember I was like keeping a very low stance, and he was getting mad because he was getting frustrated because I was headbutting. Going, you're just like your brother. I kept headbutting this kid.
Yeah.
And he kept saying that.
Yeah,
like, you're just like your brother.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just like your brother.
I love headbutting.
Yeah.
Not full blown, but you just
He taught me that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, there's always the dirty little secrets in every sport. So in wrestling, was that your go-to? Would both of you guys?
Well, the reason why I did that, because when we were younger, we used to wrestle in my parents' bedroom.
Yeah,
and we had a little square carpet area. And
why were you in their bedroom?
Just training. He was training me.
The bedroom was big.
It was a square.
It was a big square.
And but you couldn't go. You couldn't go into the living room or
No, we had a piano.
Do you remember that time that I threw you out the window you knocked?
You knocked me out.
So
my brother, so my brother, we're wrestling. My brother has a temper.
He knocked me out.
No, this is your fault.
You almost broke my nose.
Okay, can I finish?
Go ahead.
We're wrestling, you know, and it's brothers wrestling,
Yeah.
But it gets to a point where you can see my brother snap. Like, his eyes become dead.
Oh, yeah.
And he can't think, right? So he just goes, yeah? I go, yeah. And he goes, take this. And he threw me out the window.
My arm dragged you out the window.
Yeah, and so the window crashes.
And we broke.
Half my body is out of the window,
his
right?
His arm is.
Shards of glass on my. I'm not kidding you.
His arm was out. We broke the window of my parents' bedroom.
This, right? Right? And so then I just got out, blood everywhere. And I just walk up to him and I go, tap. Right in the fucking
face. He broke my nose.
I almost broke his nose.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did you get cut up from the window?
His arm was bleeding because I shoved him.
Yeah.
I did an arm drag and we broke the window of my parents' bedroom. Yeah. It was a big window.
You're wrestling in your mom and dad's room, which is weird and gross. Go ahead. And what happened?
And then I shucked him out the window because I snapped. And then he came back in and he almost broke my nose.
Yeah.
But when you guys used to train up there in the room, did your mom and dad not care? They didn't mind that you guys were wrestling?
They never home. My dad was always working.
Yeah, he had
like five stores. He was in Riverside or Mary Mesa. He was somewhere.
Or he had a store in Sacramento.
Yeah, he was always traveling.
Did you guys ever think he had a second family?
No. But he was a workaholic. He worked his ass. He was working
all
the time. My dad's
the kind of guy, like, you saw his place in Sacramento, right?
No, I saw his place in Chandler, Arizona.
But he had an apartment, right?
Oh, my God, Andrew. He had this apartment he was renting out in Chandler, Arizona, and it was like this hut. It was like, there was like a hot place. There was nothing in there. There's flies in there.
Yeah.
There was like just one, just... Janky-ass mattress in the corner.
Yeah.
No bed frame. One razor.
Yeah.
Like one toothpaste thing. Just one toothbrush.
My dad's
one bar of soap. He's like a hostage.
Yeah, it was like refugee shit.
He's never seen a movie in his life.
No.
He's never seen a TV show.
He liked Rocky. I think he watched Rocky.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe
Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky.
Yeah.
But like he's never... If you go, what about maybe your mom, one though? Song, my dad would go,
I don't know no song. She knows nothing. Yeah.
He doesn't even know what music is. Not being real.
He worked.
Like if
but your
he,
mom. What your mom does.
Yeah,
my
she liked
mom
the Beatles.
Had all
yeah,
Beatles.
She liked
albums.
The Beatles. Yeah,
all,
she liked the Beatles.
I used to steal.
Right.
Yeah. My mom used to have this collection of records, and I used to take them, and we had like a record player, and I used to listen to music via that way. ShipStation! You know, Andrew, one of my favorite services is ShipStation. Do you know why? It's something that we use for this company.
That's exactly right. The holidays are right around the corner, and this year people are going to be buying tons of stuff on the internets like they are usually, but now even more so. So how are you going to keep track of all that stuff, of where stuff is going?
Like, who keeps track of who gets what and where and whatnot, right? ShipStation does it all for you.
It's too hard, man. That's why we're doing it. In fact, in 2 weeks, we're releasing our merch. We'll be using ShipStation.com. No matter what you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, or your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface.
It uses all the major carriers like USPS, FedEx, UPS, and even international, buddy.
That's exactly right. It's no wonder that ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, Bob, Bad Friends listeners can try ShipStation for free for 60 days. That's 2 months.
Holy moly.
You use the offer code
Bad Friends.
Bad Friends. Make sure your business is ready to meet the demands of massive online shopping season. Get started at ShipStation.com today. Click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Bad Friends. That's ShipStation.com. The offer code Bad Friends. ShipStation.com. Make ship happen.
Honey. Guess what, Andrew?
What, Bob?
I love saving money, don't you?
It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, that's why Honey is so good. Tell them
honey
about it.
Honey is so great. Yeah, no, it's amazing. If you don't know what Honey is, it's very simple and easy. Honey simply fills in offer codes, promo codes, discount codes for you online. It scours the internet to find promo codes for you, automatically applies them when you're shopping online. It's so easy. How does it work, Bob?
I'll tell you how it works. You get Honey on your computer for free in two easy clicks by going to joinhoney.com/badfriends. And when you're checking out on one of its 30,000 supported sites, Honey pops up, and all you have to do is click apply coupons.
It's that easy. Yeah. I've done it myself multiple times. I have Honey. I use Honey. It's a joke.
You're, what about you, Jules? Say something about money away. It.
Go ahead, Jules. What do you think?
Yeah.
Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings.
Look at that.
And Honey supports all kinds of retailers from tech and gaming sites to fashion brands and to even food deliveries.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So I've used Honey and I really do like it. I've literally saved tens of dollars on each purchase that I've made on there from different stuff, from clothes that I've bought or items for around the house. It's extremely simple and convenient. All you have to do is download it to your computer. If you have a computer, Honey should be on it. It's free and it works with every browser that you
have. Every browser, guys.
So you can get Honey today at joinhoney.com/badfriends. That's joinhoney.com/badfriends. Did your mom ever resent your dad for traveling so much?
Not really. I think she liked it. Well, there's domestic abuse involved. I mean, we had a messed up, like, my dad was, I mean, you're asking me, like, why I threw him out the window. Where do you think I got that from?
Yeah, there you
for
go.
Sure.
I got that from my father, dude. Like, my dad was the worst when it came to that. But, like,
well, when you say your parents were both gone, where would your mom be when he's out of town?
Chilling.
Chilling,
she'd be working at the stores too.
She co-chilling.
She would enable him though. I remember because my dad used to love. He was a beer drinker for sure. But there was a moment in our history where he didn't. He used to mix tomato juice, Clamato.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So my mom used to buy him like a big thick bottle of Clamato and then put like six beers in the freezer to get them nice and cold. Do you remember that?
Yeah, my mom one time. I saw my mom.
Yeah.
Go to the store. Come back. She lifted up the trunk of the car, and she was just taking whiskey and beer and all. Like she was like his supplier.
Yeah, enabling him,
stocking the fridge. Yeah. You know,
and I didn't find out till later, like because my mom has a fake tooth, and I didn't know this, Andrew. I didn't know the story behind that.
Yeah, but
he told me in my 30s, like you didn't know that. Like my dad knocked it out.
Yeah, knocked it
crazy.
Out.
Crazy.
Like,
how old, I didn't. He remembers.
How old were you? I don't remember.
In Minnesota.
My mom and dad would tell me stories, but
I don't remember.
You completely out of it.
Yeah.
Your Jesus stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Because well, you're sitting there and
let's
praying.
Talk, let's talk about it. What are some. So he knocked.
Wait a minute. He knocked the tooth out. You told me that, Bob. But also, was your dad religious, or how did you even get stuck in this religious thing, Steve?
Well, you know, there's other kids at my school from this this group called Student Venture.
Is that a cult? That sounds like a cult.
No, it's just this. It's a Christian group, you know, like a
cult.
Yeah, kind of like basically.
Right.
But you, dude, you said something the other day that freaked me out. You go, you said I've been studying the scriptures again.
No. So what I'm doing now, because my girlfriend gave me the idea, because you know she comes from a Catholic background. But she reads the Bible like kind of like tarot cards, where it's more like metaphorical. Like I'll just like, you know, like close my eyes. It's just kind of like whatever my finger, like whatever page I open up, I read, and then it's kind of like a daily meditation.
Yeah,
I don't.
We're playing Warzone. We're playing Warzone. He goes, "Hey, so let me do." We play Warzone, right? Right.
Yeah.
In the middle of Warzone, he goes, and that's not a joke. He's just like, "Well, just hold up, Bob." You're a little angry right now. Hold up, Bob. All right? Let me just turn to a page in the Bible.
Andrew, it's...
No.
Yeah.
But it's on some fun shit.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't some fun shit.
It's some fun shit.
No, it's not fun shit.
It's just fun.
So I go, okay.
It's like tarot cards to me.
Okay, so the Lord, the... You know, she's just reading this fucking... You know what I mean?
It's just
section of the fucking Bible.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's just
fun.
It's like, you know how people do tarot cards? It's kind of like that. It's just fun tarot cards.
I don't think those things are anything like that. I think one of them is you own a Bible and you read through it.
Yeah. I don't think fun would be the right word to use.
Steve, yeah. do you still believe in some of the religious
teachings? I don't believe in like Christianity. I don't believe in religion, but I do believe that there's like a loving force out there.
Oh, that's
yeah. Like I believe in God. I believe because you know I've been going. I'm going on 12 years sober, man.
Man, wow.
So I know that I know that it's not me, you know, doing that on my own. You know what I mean? I believe that something's helping me out in life. You know what I mean? So
sure, dude.
So
oh my God.
Because I was really bad. You know, I was bad when I was drinking and using. And so
Steve, if your girlfriend is she sober too?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
If she's decided to start drinking, would that bother you?
No. Like, let's say we're at a function and she has a beer or two, I wouldn't be mad. But if it got out of hand, then I would definitely say something.
Has she done that before?
No.
She's never drank in front of you?
Yeah, she has, but not, like, crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, no.
She's never been drunk, like...
Maybe the first year when we're together. But then through I don't know if it was because of me being an influence. Like, through time, like, she's... Doesn't even drink any. Doesn't do anything like that. Mm. Yeah. So.
Do you think your sobriety now has helped each other stay away from?
Oh yeah. Yeah. For
big
sure.
Big time, huh?
For sure. Yeah. For sure. 100%.
And now you're doing a thing where I don't know if we could cut it out if you want to, but you know maybe I could throw it out there. You could cut it out. Don't get angry.
You know, it's a fine.
I can tell you're.
No. I already know what you're going to bring up. It's fine. I can talk about it. But I have to protect the entity itself.
The entity
okay, that's
be
fine.
Protected.
That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
fine.
What is it?
He's how many days now?
15 days.
15 days of no pornography.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, how bad was your problem, Steve?
It wasn't that it was. Bad. It was that I didn't like what pornography was doing to my mind.
Sure.
Because I realized, I mean, because you know we're messed up. I mean, I'm not blaming him.
Don't
he definitely? I know we
have nothing to do.
I know. But you
don't clump me in with your shit.
But I just remember it was a progressive thing. As far as I remember, younger. This is before the internet. Like him having like a DVD. He had a whole like collection of them, and I would take one or two, and then
how many? Three.
You? He could have filled up like an Amoeba record, like a whole store. I mean, he has. You know those? What are those booklets? You know those booklets
pages,
where you put CDs? Well, you know those big black thick booklet like that. He had hundreds of those of just collections, like the Beatles collections. Yeah, just collectors, just filled. Sorry,
but the rest. Hey, but Steve, yeah, Steve, sorry. Let me ask you though. What was the reason that you quit?
Well,
like, what
I
was
just,
the moment?
Well, I realized that. It affected just my relationship.
Sex life?
Yeah. Or just it just kind of like it not only desensitized me, like as far as because I noticed too, like when I was like I would be on Pornhub or X videos, my searches would be a little bit more further, like going kind of outside the box, you know?
Like what? Like what? Give us an example.
Well, it started with just like POV doggy or you know, something like that. Or, you know, cream pie or you know like your I don't know if that's standard
that's run of the mill.
Okay. But then it started going into like crackhead cream pie. So I'm sorry. And then, I'm not done there though.
Okay, all right.
So it started with that, and then it started progressing to grandma, grandmother stuff, grandma cream pie. I was like looking at grannies.
He goes, Bob, I was looking at grandmothers. He goes, Bob. I go, yeah. He goes, do you ever masturbate to grandmothers?
To grandmas.
I go,
like who does?
No.
Like,
he goes, oh, okay. And he just hung up.
So just the just the type of
why do you like grandmas?
Well, I'll tell you how it makes you feel afterwards.
Okay,
when you're laying there and you had just ejaculated watching a grandmother getting cream pied, you don't feel so good about yourself.
No.
No. I would think you would. Yeah.
I mean, that walk of shame to the bathroom to clean up is a lot more worse than
Especially,
I would.
Especially if it's still playing in the background.
Yeah.
Steve, so what was the lowest of the low? What was probably it.
Because those are grandmothers.
You don't know their history. They could be women that never got married. They're 100%. Just older ladies.
A lot older.
Grandmother is like they have grandkids.
But these are ladies in their like late 60s to
70s. Yeah.
Okay. I know. And they need love too.
So I realized. But I realized when it progressed to that, I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't like what I've become and watching this type of stuff. So, yeah, I'm doing a program now. I do a meeting every day. I don't want to, like, out that, you know, because of the anonymity element and aspect of it. But, yeah, I'm doing I'm recommitting myself to another 12-step program and it has to do with this type of stuff.
Steve, answer me this. Did your girlfriend have something to say about it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
No, because did she approach you with it? Was like, hey, I don't. Well,
that's
like
the element. That's the element that he doesn't really want to talk about.
That's the element I don't because we'll cut that out. Because you know, no, I will. I'll talk. You know, vaguely about it. Yeah, like she noticed how it affected me in our relationship.
Well, you were like, hey, where are these Depends?
Put in these dentures. I
got these dentures from Halloween last year.
You're like, baby, I got
here's the white wig. The white wig. Why the white wig? Why the wig?
Put it this way. It got to a point where I realized, like, oh, I just have to stop watching this stuff because it's affecting like just you know it's kind of fused into this relationship and just
that's good.
And not only that, I think porn is one of those silent killers. You know what I'm saying? Where you don't think. What are you laughing?
I don't think it's a silent killer.
It is to me.
I think blood cancer is a silent killer. I think lymphoma is a silent killer. I don't think porn is a silent killer.
to me, it was progressive.
Oh my god!
I know what you mean.
But it got to a point where I just So now I'm learning now to. I mean, I don't remember the last time I masturbated with just my mind.
I'm the same way.
Do you understand? Isn't that weird to kind of like bring out? Yeah. Like, I mean, bring up.
Yeah.
Where?
But I think that's generational. I just think that's just what because we're so used to having porn access, right?
Yeah.
Like, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I don't masturbate without porn. I haven't ever. I've never ever done it.
But I have to tell you this because from my own experience that you know because I don't do the porn thing as well.
Yeah.
And eventually, you are able to access fantasy in your mind.
Yeah.
I imagine.
And I've been doing
that's healthier, I think. I think that's healthier.
Well, you don't know what I'm thinking about. You know what I mean?
Because it's left little seedlings. You know, like little Hansel and Gretel crumbs are in his brain of what he used to know.
I think that what's happening to me, I don't think, because I take it day by day, but I want to get to a point where I start to rewire my brain. Like
that's what it does, yeah.
Yeah, I want to get to a point where it just starts rewiring where I'm not relying on that to for arousal.
That's what we were trying to do with Bob and smoking, but that didn't really work. Mm.
Did you give me a birthday present?
It's coming in the mail. It should be here in a few days. You'll like it. You're really going to like it. It took a lot of time and effort to think about this.
I know, but can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Couldn't you have done that a little bit beforehand so I could get it on time?
Yeah, I apologize, when it arrives, you're going to be stoked.
What is it?
I don't want to say.
You'll
be happy.
Just tell us what it is.
Tell us what it
is. I don't like surprises. You know that.
I don't want it because it's going to ruin it.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to open something and go, oh my God, it's a fucking out of the wow. Right? If you just tell me what it is right now, I'll have something to look forward to.
Steve.
All right.
Steve,
could I say,
does,
I mean.
Steve, no, Steve, don't. Does it mean a lot to you, the gift? Does it mean something to you?
It does. And it means. It means a lot to both of us.
Okay.
Can we guess?
Yeah, you could guess. I like this.
Okay,
I like this.
Okay,
game.
Okay,
yeah,
he likes
yeah,
this
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I think it's
yeah, go
some
ahead.
Of your dad's ashes, in the shape of a little dinosaur, like a little model dinosaur that you put on your table.
No,
is that it?
No,
no,
okay. No.
That's kind of no.
Is it your mom's
you can guess too.
Is it your mom's original tooth that fell out?
No. It's not my mom's original tooth, but it has to do with just me and him and something.
Video games.
Something we're into.
Video games?
You're getting close.
I know. It's a video game. It has something to do with Warzone?
No.
Okay. It's a video game. Has something to do with an RPG that we play?
No.
Don't stop. Don't.
No,
don't
I like what he's doing, though. He's getting. He's getting. I like what he's doing.
Okay,
go
does
ahead.
It have to do with a console? Like a controller or a headpiece?
No.
Okay.
PS5.
No.
Keep
guessing. I like this game.
Okay.
Is it a custom controller?
It has nothing to do with video games. So just.
What did they do? I mean, I guess it's fucking video games.
But it has
to
do with. But it's entertainment. It's entertainment. It has to do with entertainment.
Oh my God! Is it the old CD book of porn that I used to have?
No, yeah. No.
Oh, I remember when we were moving. Kalila saw all those. She saw 15 of those fucking CD packets.
Oh yeah.
She goes, is it right if I throw these away? And I went, yeah, okay. But yes. I just was on the fence.
Oh, you had your favorites.
Because it's a collection.
You had
over
your favorites
the years.
Too. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a collection.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with video games.
No.
All right. Does it have to do with movies? And entertainment in that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah it
that's
does.
What it is. Oh, now, so you got me. So you got me a movie.
That, no, it has something. It has something to do with a movie or something
else. Steve, what was the best?
You're
gift
getting.
That Bob
you're
ever
getting closer
you.
Though.
Yeah.
What was that?
What was the best gift that Bob ever gave you?
I've gotten him gifts in the past, but he's because this is what could you like get socks. A guy that has? No, I've gotten
no.
him. I remember
Bobby, no,
one
no, no.
year.
Steve,
I remember getting him a Swatch
you?
Watch. I went to the Swatch. A Swatch watch, and I got him something else. And I remember a year later, I was like cleaning his place, and then I opened up one of the things, and I saw it right. He never wore the Swatch watch. Yeah,
such a bad
game. Yeah, the game is dead. Tell me what it is.
All right, it has to do with a show.
Let Jules
tell me what it is.
All right, I got him a Kingdom T-shirt.
Oh,
cool. He loves it. See,
that's a great gift. I wish you would have told me.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, I wish you would have told me. God, that would have been such a surprise.
What a
surprise. I'd open it.
That would have been
holy
such a good
fuck,
gift.
You really thought it through this time.
Yeah, that would have been such a nice surprise
yeah,
to like,
yeah.
capture.
You should have told me. I was just kidding when I was doing it, by the way.
Why did you tell him,
see? He's so convincing. He was so convincing.
Should not have told
you
him.
Told
that,
me.
Was a
that was. We're just kidding.
Well, you know what makes it. George, I hear George laughing, so. Yeah, all
right.
That makes it.
You
want
to talk about the show?
What show?
Kingdom?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I know you haven't seen it, Andrew. Have you seen
yeah,
it?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
No, and I know you don't want to talk it. About it. We have to talk because he's interested in it.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen it, so go ahead.
So, Kalila, for a couple of weeks, she's like, you know, we should watch this Netflix show called Kingdom. It's a Korean show, and it's about the old days of Korea. And it has to do with, like, other elements, like horror elements.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. And then one day, she just said it enough where I went. So I watched one. After I watched one, I watched, like, three or four in a row, right?
Yeah.
And I told my brother about it. And my brother goes, I'll try it. He sees 5 minutes of it. And he goes, it sucks. I'm not watching. It's boring. Did you not?
Well, in my defense... I didn't know it was like a period piece. It's like it's set in old Korea, like when they had clans and shit like that, like old school Korean that timeline. So it was hard for me just because my Korean's bad. Because you know you have to read, you know, I have to read subtitles. Yeah, but I was kind of like, and I started at like 3 or 4 in the morning, so I was kind of like, it was hard for me to because there's a lot of buildup until like the like real fun shit starts happening. So I was like, I didn't like, I should have watched it long. Like I turned it off because I was like, it was hard for me to like keep my attention, but then. But then we're playing Warzone. He goes, why didn't you finish it? You should have. It gets better. So I gave it another chance. And once I made it past, if you can make it past through the first half of the first episode of the first season, whatever,
yeah.
Then it's all just you're coasting. It gets good. It gets
it?
Good.
What,
I love it.
What do you love about it?
There, I like it because first of all, I love zombie, anything zombie related. I like I love like the 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks. I like all those movies.
Yeah.
Even the vampire movies, and it has to do that with that. But then it has to do with, like I said, it takes place in old Korea, and there's like clans involved, and it kind of reminded me, I'm not comparing it to Game of Thrones in the sense that like as far as like the story, but as far as the way, you know, the like
intricacies of
like Game of Thrones, there's always a house pitting against another house, there's always manipulation, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, like yeah, yeah, it's yeah. kind of like chess, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
so there's those elements involved with Kingdom, yeah. and that's why I like it, because I never knew.
You highly recommend it.
I never knew like what this other clan was up to, and just the story behind how this plague got started is very interesting. It has to do with this resurrection plant. And
don't give it
away. I know, but yeah, yeah, I mean that's yeah. not giving anything away. Yeah, but yeah. it has to do with. There's a story behind that as well.
It's
where
a different it's a different device in how people become zombies, which I thought was good.
Yeah, there's a different twist. Yeah, yeah. In it.
Usually it's about some sort of lab experiment going wrong, or like, you know, or it has to do with like, you know, demonic forces, right? Mm-hmm. This was a different kind of a way, and also a believable way, you know, people would turn into yeah. a zombie. So it's a really cool show.
And then the characters, there's good the characters you kind of identify, you like, you kind of like pick your favorites, yeah. like, you know, and there are characters that you want disposed, like
I was thinking about you as a zombie.
Oh, no, I would be ferocious.
No, you would be sleeping.
Oh, I would be.
You would be sleeping during the night and day underneath those rocks. For 20 years, kids would just run by the rock.
And I was,
and you're just laying there looking at them. I need and they're my like, sleep. Look at that lazy, zombie.
I need my sleep.
I know.
Yeah.
DoorDash. I don't have a lot of apps on my phone, but DoorDash is one of them. It saved my life during this pandemic, right? Before yeah, never-ending yeah. laundry cycles and incoming emails, you got plenty on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to do and worry about, and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. You want Chinese? Hey, you want pizza? And you there's any DoorDash does all of it.
DoorDash does everything else. Chinese yeah. and pizza are also included, but you can get almost any kind of food that you've ever
yeah,
thought of
Greek
on there
too.
It's simple. It's easy. Mediterranean is on there. Yeah. Italian. You name it, they got it. DoorDash is so easy to use. Just download the app to your phone. It's very simple.
Yeah.
With over 300,000 partners in the United States, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia. Support your local. Go to choose from your favorite national restaurant.
Also, like hold on, Andrew.
Wendy's.
Right? Huh? Go ahead, Jules. Tell us more.
Go ahead, Jules.
Yeah,
tell us
more, Andrew.
Many of our favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. So just open the DoorDash app and select your favorite local restaurants.
If you don't have DoorDash, you're missing out. If you're staying at home right now during these tough times, it's so easy to get your favorite foods delivered to your front door. Right now, our listeners are going to get $5 off their first order of $15 or more and zero delivery fees for their first month when you download the DoorDash app and enter that code
BADFRIENDS.
Friends, baby. That's $5 off your first order and zero delivery fees for a month when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS. Don't forget, that's the code BADFRIENDS. Help the show out. Get some DoorDash. Get some food for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
I just remember when I wasn't that way in high school, when I had normal sleeping hours, and I remember he would be in the living room watching these comedy specials, and he would like, go, stay up with me, hey, you know, because he would watch all these specials, or we would watch Hollywood Shuffle, or it would be something, and he'd be like, hey, Steve, no, come watch this with me, and then I would start staying up for that, and then it just, that got progressively worse, just me.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault. You did have a little bit of an influence
on
it.
No, I have no fucking...
Well, you know, I started back then, but then when I, you know, it got worse.
We like sleeping.
I love sleeping. If I don't get sleep, I'm like a nightmare. I'm a nightmare.
I'm a nightmare.
Yeah.
We
I need
sleeping.
Like 8 to 12 hours.
Jules? You think I sleep?
Does she sleep?
Yeah. She sleeps with her eyes open.
How many hours?
Yeah, she'll sleep anywhere. She could be standing, just standing, dancing, and be sleeping.
See, I can't do that.
She could sleep anywhere, right? And she has a disease. I think we have to go to the doctor.
Where she could sleep anywhere?
She could sleep 16, 17 hours a day.
You think she's narcoleptic?
No, she has some sort of narcolepsy, I think. Yeah. Do you think, Jules?
That's what Adikalila thinks.
Yeah. Are you talking to the mic or no?
I did.
You can't do that. You can't drift away. Can you talk into the mic, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get closer.
Ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jules, how was you said you were gonna skip because you had school stuff to do. How did it go?
It went well. I was with the yoga empowerment project, and I needed it to have practicum points to graduate.
Extracurricular activity.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was just for fun?
No, it's not. It's not for fun.
Okay.
I mean, it's she does little things like, "Hey, we're doing Bad Friends tonight," and she'll kind of just roll her eyes a little.
Do you enjoy Bad
Friends? She'll go.
I do.
She does.
I forgot.
Yeah. This is a nice setup, by the way. Like, this is like, wow. When I first walked in here, I'm like, this is legit. Like, look at this place.
Steve said he was surprised at how small it was, but I said, well.
Yeah, because when you watch it, it looks like a huge room. Like, it's cornered. Like, I feel like even the, like, this distance on camera, or like, when you watch it on YouTube, it looks like you guys have, like, two, like, feet, like, separating you.
Steve, so. who would be the ultimate guest for you to get on your show?
God, that's
who could we help you get?
Whale. Yeah, who's the white whale that we could get for you?
Well, I would love Theo back.
No.
I want Theo again.
Somebody that you like haven't done that you admire that you love.
Sebastian,
we have a cake. I haven't got Sebastian. You fuck.
Okay, but you said a dream. I mean,
all right. yeah.
Oh, Max Holloway would be great.
I can't get Max Holloway, you fuck.
Max Holloway is that who he wants?
Give me somebody to help you.
The thing is, you're asking me dream guests.
No, guys that we can get.
What about Israel? We know Stylebender. Bobby, we talked to him last night. Should we have him go?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Israel?
Stylebender, yeah.
Yeah, he might come.
I don't know. I mean,
Did you guys watch him have sex? He like literally butt humped him.
No, he didn't butt. You know where
I didn't watch the fight, so I don't know that. Fight. Yeah, I didn't watch.
Watch it in slow mo again. Yeah. He butt humped him.
It's not. It's. He wins, right? There was so much trash talking.
Yeah.
Right. And
there always is.
Yeah, but there was some extra shit in this, and they've been doing it for a year.
Yeah.
All this, you know. You're a low rate Ricky Martin looking motherfucker, and then when in the weigh-ins, right? Paulo Costa pulled out a white belt.
I know, I saw.
To give it to Izzy. Izzy Israel. Snaps, right? So imagine all this resentment and hatred, right? And then you think it's going to go five rounds.
Not even close.
Yeah, so Izzy puts him out in the second round, and he still has all this energy, and he's down. He still has all this resentment, and he just says, I'm going to fuck you now. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Did he knock him out? Like, what was the outcome?
He hit him in the temple, and he got all Uzi. But he's like, you know, I think that, like, in Genghis Khan, when they raided villages and stuff like that, and they would easily take down a village. And, like, what do we do now? They have all this energy.
Yeah.
Let's fuck the guys. And they used to fuck the guys. You know what I mean? And the guy's like, you already took my house. Why are you fucking me in the ass?
Extra
energy. Extra energy.
Do you think he's going to be champ for a long time?
Yes.
Like, who could compete with that?
I think Jared Cannonier has the power to take him out.
Yeah.
I think that Robert Whittaker should have another shot.
Yeah.
But other than those two right now, there's not much.
Right. Yeah.
Do you think Cerrone should quit?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Justin Gaethje? Do you think he has a shot in beating Khabib? Because that, I think, this is my prediction. I think that Gaethje could do it.
Okay.
I think, he's a monster.
Not always is he a monster.
He's a monster.
He beat a monster. Ferguson.
I mean, Tony's tough.
Tony Ferguson is
Tony's
a zombie,
tough.
Right?
Yeah.
And
Tony just keeps coming. He doesn't, you know what I mean? He's dead, but he's coming, right?
Gaethje's got
and
the X factor.
Just like, has an X factor.
He's got
right?
an X factor where you can't teach
destroy
that.
Destroy Tony.
He just has it.
He has it. I think if anyone has the skill set, right? It's also hard to take Gaethje down. I know they say Khabib is
D1 wrestler.
D1 wrestler.
All American.
Andrew.
All American. Andrew. I mean, that's different than Russian wrestling or what Khabib wrestles.
Yeah.
But if Gaethje
Europeans are out of their fucking
they're monsters
mind.
Too.
They have
they're
something
monsters.
Else inside of them.
I know.
Eastern Europeans are special people when it comes to. But did you, for people that don't even follow any of this stuff and don't know, did you ever see Bobby get into a fist fight, Steve?
Yes.
Tell what's your favorite Bobby fist fight
with,
story?
With Derek Oliver.
Say it. Say it.
If you tell
come
the story.
On, Steve. Get,
this, no. Wait, one, hold on.
Hold on. First of all, if you want me to tell you the story, he's going to look like a fool.
okay. I'm going to say this, okay?
Look at his face already.
If he tells a story, we're going to have a very big problem.
Why?
Okay, all right.
I don't want to make him look like a fool. But
come on, Bob. Let him tell the story.
Fool.
Who cares? Bobby, you told the story about when he lost that state.
Idiot.
And he had to start drinking and using drugs. It's only fair.
Flapping your arms. It's embarrassing.
All right, tell him what happened.
That was you know how I told you, hold up, Andrew, you know how I told you that story of how proud I was during that wrestling match?
Yeah.
Well, this fight made me feel the opposite. So there's these kids. I was friends with his younger brother. There's this household, Derek Oliver, which was his age, and David Oliver. I was friends with David. They had a fight. I don't know how it progressed to this fight. They're like, meet me at the yard above where I live.
At what time? Like 4:30.
After school.
Yeah.
Right.
And
everyone shows up.
Everyone shows up, and he just got his ass kicked. He was getting pounded. My mom had to save him. So thank God for my mom. My mom happened to drive by and see the kids. And she goes, yeah, you know, like it was embarrassing. I was just like, oh, my God.
Bobby, what went wrong? What did you do in the fight that was such a fuck up?
I didn't think that he would fight.
Oh yeah, you were better.
Because this is the reason why. This is why you can't judge a book by its cover. Because Oliver he wore Speedos and was on the diving team, and he was in band. He beat your ass up.
Fuck you! I told you not to tell the story.
He smoked your ass.
Did you cry?
Oh, I remember another time he got beat up too. The Woodhills beat you up too.
Yeah.
Scott Woodhill.
Oh yeah.
Scott Woodhill beat you up in front of Denny's. Do you remember
that story, Bob? What happened?
I don't remember that one.
Just beat him up.
Oh, you were running your mouth in front of Denny's and Scott Woodhill popped you?
Yeah, I just, I remember the Derek one because I remember not being able to sleep for like 6 months after that.
Oh, God. And I remember just the way that
I was
news
like,
just
I was
went
in,
around
on the bus
the campus.
Going to school.
Oh, God.
I was just like, you fucking nerd. You're in band and you swim. You know what I mean? Like swimming is a, right? And he's like, and I've been doing it for years. Like just picking on this kid.
He was a good kid.
I know. And
you know
one
what?
Day, one day he just
it.
Goes, all right, buddy. You know what I mean? 4:30.
You're a bully.
You know what I mean?
You're
lawn,
a bully.
The yard. I was a bully. The yard. You know what I mean? We knew what the yard was, right? 4:30. Yeah. And I go, you fucking little bitch. Spit on him.
Yeah,
right?
He was a bully,
right?
Man.
I show up at the yard and I'm like, yeah, this guy's not going to. You know what I mean? And I walk up. And the next thing I know, I'm just blacked out. I walked up to him he hits me.
Everyone
in the face,
was there. Andrew,
and I just,
the whole
I
school.
Out. The whole school's there.
The school
I
knew
out,
about
right?
it.
And I remember like being out
the
of breath.
The whole school knew.
I was like swinging at the air like I was out of breath, right? And he was just beating the shit
flapping
out of me.
His
and I was
arms.
Just flapping my arms like this. It was so embarrassing. And then just blood all over my face. And I hear my, yeah!
Yeah,
look
oh my
out.
God.
My mom,
thank
like, in the
God
car,
my
right?
mom just
and
happened
I'm, like,
to
crawling,
drive by.
I'm crawling to the
thank
fucking
God.
Crawling to the fucking car.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
You know,
imagine your mom went to because she wanted to see the fight.
No. But you know Andrew, you know the ironic thing about it is he was more like you than you know. He was more similar to you. He was like into cool shit. Like I remember like going into it, like he was in the same type of music you were in. Like he was a cool kid.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I learned my lesson.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I
okay.
fucked up.
What did you not like about him the most, Bobby? Was it just because you could pick on him? It was just because he was defenseless?
Yeah, I think because
so you
of,
thought?
I mean, if I analyze it now, I think because of the home life that I had, right? I just needed a place to like lash out. And I just did it to other people the way my dad would treat us and stuff.
Yeah.
I think eventually after the Derek Oliver incident, I was just like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
you know, because I...
Once you get into enough fistfights, it hurts and you stop.
Yeah, and then it stopped for him because I think just going back to Poway wrestling and the lineage and the camaraderie, once we both got into that system, like, there's no way in hell you're going to get in a fight. Like, no one's going to pick a fight for you.
Yeah.
Because you'll have to deal with the whole wrestling
team.
I
think when I was wrestling in high school, you know, this is I was younger.
No. If you had those, you would have beat his ass if...
Yeah,
you were a sophomore, you would have beat him.
Thank you.
You would have beat him.
Thank you.
You would have beat him.
Yeah. I was a kid. I was in seventh grade.
Right? Yeah, that was, yeah.
Well, we have a special treat. George, zoom him in right now. We have him right here. He's on Zoom. Zoom in, George. What would you say to him right now if he was here?
I wouldn't even bring it up. I was just like, what are you even up to?
I think you'd be friends with him.
Okay, I'm him right now. Yeah. Ready? Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Derek. Man, it's been a long time.
Yeah,
it's been a really long time.
Yeah, man. And remember the fight we got in? You kicked my ass?
Yeah, I beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. That was my bad.
Yeah, it was your bad. In fact, it ruined my whole life. So while you went on to be a successful, fun, cool comedian guy, I got into heroin. And I lost
because you beat my ass? That's you. That's on you.
No, he's probably living a normal life.
I didn't want to fight in the first place. So you made me fight. And it was embarrassing. It brought out this rage in me and hurt. So I think you should apologize to me for me kicking your ass.
I'm sorry for you kicking my ass.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I have your brother now?
That's fine.
What?
That's fine. Yeah. You know.
You like him? Do you like him?
Yeah, I love Andrew.
What do you like about him?
He's relatable, and we get along fine. And he has more points with me because he went to he went to Arizona State.
He did your podcast too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We talked
about Arizona State. Like,
isn't it amazing he went to your place?
I can't believe it. Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's a cool.
No, but that's what a good guy he is.
I couldn't believe it.
I like your place, Steve. I think it's a cool little spot.
Well, I'm not going to move. It's rent control, and you know.
Yeah. Oh, so
it's rent control.
It is.
Yeah.
So they can't kick you out. Do new people buy it?
No. No.
Wait a minute. No. They can kick you out, but they can't raise the rent.
No. Yeah, I think that I don't know like the tenants' rights or like how that works out.
How long have you lived there, Steve?
Got a long,
long time.
14 years?
Yeah.
15 years?
How many years?
15 years.
15, 16 years?
15 years?
Yeah, a long time.
Dude, you got to tell me, what's rent got to be at that place for 15 years?
It's like 800 bucks. 800
what?
800 bucks.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's impossible.
It's impossible.
No, it's not.
That doesn't even exist anymore. You couldn't find that if you tried.
I know.
Are you the oldest tenant in the building?
No, Craig's been there a little longer than me. Yeah.
So what does he pay? $880?
No, he has a bigger place. I think he pays like just $1,000 or something. Yeah.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Dude, for people across the country that are listening to this that don't understand money in Los Angeles.
I mean, that's unheard of.
In 2020,
yeah, there's no way.
To get an apartment now in the city where you're at, it's nowhere. Not under $2,000, right? There's no way. Maybe $1,700. That's fucking insane.
That's insane.
Does your girlfriend doesn't live with you?
No,
right,
no. Yeah, she's in Walnut right now. No, but we're saving. We'll eventually get a place.
Now the pandemic and stuff. How are you? Because I haven't really. This is the first time I've seen my brother since the pandemic.
Yeah,
I know it's wild.
Yeah, we've talked on Warzone, but and the phone
every night. Yeah. You know, it's depressing. You know, I don't know what else to say. It's just.
Yeah, I get jealous of you.
What? What are you talking about?
When we play Warzone.
I'm not good, dude.
I know, but last night when you got 4 kills, I got 0.
I got a collateral.
You got a collateral?
That's the first time. So a collateral is when you beat, I think, their whole team out or three or four at once or something like that.
Is that when you beat everybody?
Yeah.
He wiped a team out.
I think I wiped a team out. Yeah.
What did we do, Bob, when I was with you? What did I do? I got a victory, right?
You faced the corner of a wall in a building.
Yeah.
And you kind of went in a circle.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of in with a gun, just going in a circle. A couple of times you go, I'm down. And he didn't pull his parachute.
Andrew, all you have to do with this game, it's repetition.
I died.
Yeah.
You just have to play landing.
Yeah. Well, we all die landing.
No. You don't. No.
He didn't pull a chute.
He didn't pull a chute.
He didn't pull it. I've done that too.
Okay.
I did it three times
in a row.
Yeah. There's a weird thing with Warzone, though. Like, because I was addicted to another video game for years called Destiny. Uh-huh. Warzone was the game that completely ended that. Like, when was the last time
you don't play Destiny anymore.
Huh? I don't even play that. Like, that's how I only play Warzone now.
Yeah.
So that's how powerful of an effect it had on me, where this one game took me out of my favorite thing I was doing for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Does your girlfriend play or no?
Yeah, no, we've played like that. Yeah, we've played together. Yeah. It was fun. When I first started playing, like, she was on her PlayStation, and we'd, like, yeah, we would make nights of it, like, once
a week. So now, like, you know, when Bobby's at home and he's playing, everyone else in the house is not paying attention or playing. Do you, when you have a night to play, do you play with your girl or no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we used to play, like, once a week, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we play, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we Bobby, got, like, I think we got top 10s together.
She got
together.
3 kills once.
You did?
Yeah, she played Shoot the Ship.
She got 3 kills?
And she got 3 kills.
Whoa. I got a yeah. kill. I got 1 kill.
You know, you did. I looked at your stats. Zero.
I got a kill. I got a kill.
No, look at the stats.
I can't.
Bob Glukowski, 0 kills.
But you mentioned something interesting too, as far as you know how like Destiny when you open
she
up
got 3 the first time she played.
Like
I got 1. I know I got 1.
Like when you open
he had
up,
already been dead and you shot him when he was dead already.
I shot him when he was on his way dying.
Yeah,
yes.
But somebody had already shot him dying.
But that
know,
still
but
counts. He
took one bullet
he
in the shoulder.
He completed
and that,
the kill.
But
he didn't get the
credit,
though. He didn't get the credit.
He didn't get the credit.
But the thing is, going back to why I'm addicted, I think it has to do with what you're saying. Like, when you get something happens when you make a kill and something flashes, there's a sound, right? It goes,
Yeah.
You said it's, like, similar to gambling or something, or slot machines when you...
No, every sound and every little nuance in the game, they're subliminal. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's obvious, mm-hmm. right? Is researched, right?
What, oh, you know, right.
Certain sounds, right? People get addicted to certain sounds.
Like the engrams, like a purple or
yeah,
exotic
yeah,
engram.
Certain colors or
purple,
a certain, yeah.
yellow, yeah.
So it's like, you know, they do, you know, like Destiny, I heard they did a year of research in how people get addicted to things.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Before they even started developing the game and whatnot. So they do all that stuff.
So
now,
when
she
you
plays
hear...
All the, look at it, she's playing right now.
So when you hear this, you get addicted. Not you get addicted to the kills, but it's mostly that sound. It's that you know it
There's
releases,
a gratification
yeah,
releases,
yeah, endorphins or like serotonin
yeah.
or something in your brain you get addicted to. Because remember I was getting you know, when you don't get a kill, how does it make you feel?
See, when you don't get a kill, you get depressed and angry.
Yeah, you get like withdrawals.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
just like, well, God, I'm not getting what I want.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I think it has to do with that.
It does, yeah. Like yeah, if I die, like if I'm playing Ground War, and I die 5 times in a row, I'll just get off the game.
Oh, I'll turn the machine off.
I'll turn the machine off.
Yeah. So you're not addicted to the game itself. It's what it gives you. It, like it releases certain things in your brain.
Serotonin
like,
levels.
Serotonin
right.
levels. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You got, and you have to balance it and not play too much because it's really bad for you.
Is
just
it
like
really?
Porn.
So same it's thing. Like porn.
Same thing. You got it's video. You guys are it's video game porn. I mean, Bobby is literally jerking
damn,
off to Warzone.
It is God,
hours and hours
right.
a day. It's just you're masturbating with your mind and not your penis.
No, it's just you know in the pandemic,
dude. You're
you
right.
Just, I know, but it's like it.
But what do we? It's pan. I mean, what
I
do
mean,
we?
It's like there's nothing to do.
There's nothing.
Here's
yeah.
a fix. Here's a
oh,
fix.
We can read.
Divide up the video game.
Read a book.
We can read
a book.
Yeah, yeah. I could read like
I don't
the
have
idiot.
The attention,
or, yeah, yeah.
Attention span for that.
Yeah, yeah. Or
divide
a Hemingway
up your
novel.
Time.
It's you know what? It's just my.
You could read.
It's my reward. If I get something like, let's say, I get finished editing something, or I do something, and I get something done, then my reward at this time after 10. Oh, I get to play Warzone with my brother. You know, it's like this thing.
It's
like
how some people
nightly
have a drink
ritual.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
Bobby,
you know,
not for Bobby, though. Bobby just does it whenever he
you
does
play,
it.
You play, though, before I even play with you, right? Aren't you playing since 7? Like, what's your schedule like?
He plays that? For 6 fucking hours straight.
He does?
Like, yes.
So you, when do you start playing for real?
I got up today at around 1:30.
Yeah.
I grabbed a coffee from the iced coffee.
Yeah.
And I kind of wander downstairs, just looking around. I was just looking around for things. You know what I mean?
You play
and I just,
in the morning?
And I ended up 1:30. It's the afternoon.
But you're playing at 1?
And I just kind of to see if my Xbox is still working or my PlayStation.
It's on all the time.
I have to see it because, you know what I mean?
Just in case.
Just in case. I put it on.
Just in case.
And
yeah.
then it, boom, Warzone. I was, you know what? I might as well. Since I'm here.
Yeah, why
you
not?
Know what I mean?
You have nothing else
and
going
I play
on.
Like, I'll play for 5-6 hours.
He plays that much?
And they'll have dinner with the ladies, right?
And then he plays again.
And then at night, I'll play a couple hours with you. That's why...
Oh, that's why you get off at, like, midnight.
Yeah, that's
why... Because you had already played 5-6 hours.
No, but it's not that. It's just that if I play past midnight or 1 in the morning, I know that I'm going to hear it.
Does Kalila get on your ass, Bobby?
Yeah, so it's like, I have to get off.
But you, what you need to do, like Steve said, you see, Steve's figured it out for himself. He does a few things that make him satisfied, and then he goes, okay, my reward. So show off more to Kalilah that you're doing something so your reward is more obvious. So you go, if she's like, hey, you're playing again too much, and then go, but I cleaned up the XYZ or what, I cleaned up the house or da-da-da, then you can say this is my reward instead of just playing for fucking 12 hours like
The thing about you, because I know you guys are doing well with your podcasts, your platforms, you make enough money, but with, like, with him, I'll give you an example. He could, like, break out his phone or do, like, a vlog on, like, a house tour or, like, him swimming. You know what I'm saying? People just want to see him do Bobby, his shit. You know what I mean?
Next week, like, I'd more like you content. I'd like you to deliver the show a house tour from your phone, okay?
Like, people, that would get so many hits, like, if you just give a house tour or, like, here, house me tour, swimming baby. Or...
Show them where you live and put your address in there.
No, I wouldn't do that, but just him, like doing a trip, him driving somewhere. People would watch that, don't you think? People just want to see any kind of content, I think. Mm. Yeah.
They do.
I know you don't need to do that. You make enough with... the both podcasts. Mm. You don't need to do that. Mm. Oh, he's getting defensive.
I'm fine. I'm just saying, like, it's not like I'm just gonna just defend myself real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
May I or?
No. I'm fine.
I'm in America.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So I have two podcasts. I do.
I know. You make a lot of money.
No. I didn't say that.
Okay.
I fucking say that?
No. But
did I fucking say that?
No. All
right.
Okay,
so I have two podcasts that I do, right? Religiously, there's not ever a time where it doesn't come out at the right time. And then the second thing is, no big deal, but I sold a show. I mean, I don't know how many people I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
I haven't gotten there yet. Okay, that's fine. All right? So I know in a pandemic, no, but just hear me out.
Okay.
All right. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Right? It is a big deal.
It's not that big of a deal.
Go ahead.
Now, in a pandemic, you know, I went just through Zoom, went to every network, you know what I mean? Okay. And I pitched a show that I wrote with my friend Peter.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
And CBS Studios took it on, and now ABC bought it, right?
Yeah.
And that's not that big of a deal.
It's a big deal. It's not that big of a deal.
Theo Von and I are doing a show
mm-hmm.
with Jay and Mark Duplass.
Okay.
Not that big of a deal. Not that big of a deal. But that is happening, right? And I've been on the phone with them.
Okay.
You know, and maybe I could play a little Warzone, too, on top.
Okay. So that was a very good rebuttal. Andrew, do you have anything to say to that? I don't have much to say because those are very valid points.
Thank you for being a bad friend. That's what I would say to that bullshit.
Okay.
Also, do you want to plug your shows?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, my Instagram's QUANGOU. I have my own podcast, The Stevie Wiebe Show, at youtube.com/Stevie Wiebe.
Yeah. And it really, guys, it really, my brother has worked so hard. He does it on his own because, some people betrayed him earlier.
It was business.
Yeah, I mean, he had some weird betrayal.
It's fine. It's fine.
Betrayal going on there, but yeah.
If this is still in the video, it's not betrayal.
Yeah. And but my brother really deserves. He's a funny guy. He really deserves. You know what I mean? Success and the numbers. So check out my brother's show.
Oh, and then also I've been working hard on music. All my music's at stevieweebebandcamp.com. I'm working on a Gene Wilder concept Stir Crazy album right now.
Oh, great.
So that should be out in a few months.
Okay, too. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
One, two, three.
Thank you for being a bad friend.